Shelby's father parked the car, and the two of them sat staring at a poster for a fundraising picnic to benefit the manatees. Shelby looked out her side window and saw the high school boys with their falling-off black jeans and frayed shoes. They were cowardly and dangerous, a pack of hyenas. "I don't get manatees," Shelby's father said. "I don't get the big fascination. If I'm still around when they kick, let's have a party. We'll make margaritas." "I understand manatees," Shelby said. "They're like friendly dinosaurs." She got out of the car and leaned in the window. "Back in 10. Shelby walked along the front planters. As she passed the high school boys, one of them mumbled something, too low for Shelby to make out. Shelby went up the stairs without looking at them and went inside and got into her email. If Aunt Dale still hadn't invited her to Iceland, she was going to have to come out and ask. It was a rude thing to do, but less rude, Shelby thought, than leaving someone hanging for weeks. And maybe, as strongly as Shelby had been hinting, Aunt Dale hadn't really comprehended that Shelby wanted to visit right now, as soon as possible, that Shelby wasn't being hypothetical. There it was, the message in the inbox. "Shelby, I want you to know that I would really enjoy a visit from you, but unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it work as soon as this summer. I've been hoping my schedule would clear a little, but it's only grown more impossible. I'm hoping to take real vacation time. What's that? This spring. A sabbatical, I'm going to call it. So maybe we can work something out, maybe on your spring break. It'll be good and snowy for you. That may be better anyway, because I'm sure your dad still needs you around down there. I'm really glad we've gotten back in touch like we have. I'm sure there are a lot of interesting things you can get into down in Florida, and I'd like to hear about all of them. Not too interesting, I hope. Wink, wink." Shelby signed out, but she didn't get up from her chair. The people in line could wait. Aunt Dale was ditching her. Shelby didn't need to read it again. She got it the first time. She was being ditched. Aunt Dale was bowing out. The only reason it had taken her so long to say anything was that she knew she was going to hurt Shelby's feelings. And she had. Wink, wink? What was that about, Toby? Of course Shelby's dad needed her around, but what about what Shelby needed? Next spring. Next spring felt like another eon. The world could end before next spring. Aunt Dale, Shelby saw, was a coward. Maybe next spring, like everything was fine. She was full of shit, this lady. Nobody was that busy. And using Shelby's dad as an excuse. Aunt Dale was afraid of helping her flesh and blood. She was scared of Shelby, like everyone else. Shelby picked up some pieces of scrap paper and tore them into little pieces and brushed them off the counter and into a wastebasket. She was annoyed that she was still susceptible to disappointment. She still lost her balance when a rug was pulled. She didn't want to email anyone ever again. She looked around at the other people, all staring at their screens. They were researching God knows what. They were trying to figure out what to feed a sick sheep, trying to buy a used engagement ring, looking for a cheap fishing boat. They were all better people than Shelby's aunt. They would do anything for their families. They knew what was important. Aunt Dale was conducting a busy, glamorous life, and Shelby was a burdensome interruption. Shelby stalked through the library and shoved the front doors open, then sauntered down the front steps. She rounded a planter and jumped across the walkway, landing a couple short feet from the high school boys, causing the closest of them to give ground. "The only way you guys will ever get to second base is with each other," she said. "None of you in your lives will lay your hands on a girl like me."